Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's bring in Brian Baldinger here on Sean and RJ, the home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, guys. Good to be with you, man.
Favorites in the NFC East as of today, the Cowboys with Dak or the football team with Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I don't know. You could throw them all up in the air, see how they land, you know, today or tomorrow, and kind of pick a different team. I mean, I think the Washington football team got better. I think they had an elite defense last year. That got better with the signing of William Jackson. I think the quarterback situation is a lot more stable with Ryan Fitzpatrick and, you know, adding a guy like Curtis Samuel, who is, you know, faster than the wind to go with Terry McLaurin. I mean, I think they've gotten a lot better. So I would probably today on Friday, March 19th, give you the football team.
What do you think the Eagles are going to do at quarterback?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, Jalen Hurts is their guy. I hear all the rumors and everything, but and they might do that. They might, you know, pull off some blockbuster trade. It sounds like something Howie Roseman might try to do. But my guess is that Jalen Hurts is going to be the starting quarterback come Labor Day weekend next year.
Do you believe that Hurts can be a franchise guy or a 5 or 10 year starter based upon what you've seen of him on film?
Well, I mean, it depends on how he's coached. I mean, he's told me the only guy that's ever coached him at any level is Lincoln Riley. So that's not, you know, it's not a real good, you know, sign that Lane Kiffin or Doug Peterson or, you know, any of the guys in Philadelphia last year did a good job with him. So, you know, he's got a new staff, Nick Sirianni and Shane Steichen and a group of guys, Kevin Petullo, that are now in Philadelphia staff. We'll see if they can help develop him. I mean, he wants to be coached, and he wants to be coached hard. His father's a coach in Channelview, Texas. You know, he'd like to be coached hard to get better. I mean, his first instinct is to run, and that's not a good sign of a guy that's going to be a franchise quarterback. So he's got to break that, and he's got to see the field better and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I think he's a long ways away from being called a franchise quarterback. I think he knows that. But I also think that there's, you know, a guy that wants to get better and is real coachable, so we'll see what they do with him.
I'm going to make you Howie Roseman for a moment. Would you give up 4 first-round picks for Deshaun Watson or stick with Jalen Hurts if you had the option?
No, I wouldn't give up 4 first-round picks for anybody. I think, you know, the mistake I think a lot of teams make, and I think the Eagles will be guilty of this if they do it, is they always look for the quarterback first. I mean, I would look at what Washington's doing and just go build the best football team you can, and 4 first-round picks help you build a football team. Go build the best football team you can. And then if the quarterback fits and if he's there, all right, then put him in there. But I think that if you just give up all your assets and capital and a chance to add really great players just to get the quarterback, I mean, they're not ready to win right now. They don't have a good team around the quarterback, whoever it is. I mean, if Tom Brady was there, they don't have a good team around him. So I'd concentrate on building the best team. I think – giving up a lot of, you know, future picks in order to get Deshaun Watson would be a mistake for him.
Brian Baldinger, football machine from the NFL Network, radio.com insider here on Sean and RJ. Give us the free agency move that you have absolutely loved so far, and give us a player that's still on the market that you're a big fan of as well.
Well, I mean, you guys had a guy 2 years ago in Kerry Hyder, and a rotational player. You know, you let him go, went to San Francisco, Nick Bosa gets hurt, and he gets a chance to start and play 75% of the snaps, and he led the team in sacks, quarterback pressures, quarterback hits. You know, he's a good football player. He plays hard, plays the game the right way. I mean, he's out there. I think that teams would would have thought that he'd be a guy that they would really covet. I mean, I love the signing of Carlos Lawson. I mean, I thought he's the best upcoming pass rusher in the league. I can't believe Cincinnati didn't franchise him and let him walk, but he's a member of the Jets right now. He was my number two free agent in the whole business. He's a rocked up 265 pounds. He can crush the pocket on any given play. You know, he's an every down player. He got a chance to do that last year, and it really paid off. He was second to T.J. Watt in quarterback hits last year. I love that signing by the Jets.
Is there a mistake teams make year after year, just a league-wide issue in free agency, that frustrates you that they continue to do all the time? Is there something that kind of stands out?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of these teams look at free agency, and I think they want to appease the fan base. They might have a lot of money to spend. And so they just think that it's the designated hitter in baseball, and you could just pluck a guy from one team and just plug him in, and he'll be as productive as he's been. Or they invest in older players. I mean, I think free agency should be for guys that are fighting for their second contract, that have proven to be productive, they're young, and they're healthy. And so when you start going after older players that have been not as productive, but they got a big name and it gets their fan base excited, I think that's a mistake. I think teams, you know, continually make that mistake.
Are you stunned by what Belichick has done so far?
Yeah. I mean, look, I saw Nelson Aguilar in Philadelphia for 4 years. I mean, the guy had a hard time catching a cold some Sundays. You know, he had a good year last year. I'm not going to knock Nelson Aguilar. He had a good year with the Raiders last year. But I also seen him drop a lot of balls and go in the tank. You know, look, they had no tight ends on the roster last year. They drafted tight ends, but they didn't have anybody they could throw the ball to. So, they get two, and Hunter Henry is a good player if he's healthy. But he's had 2 years where he's been injured. Janu Smith coming out of Florida International is a good talent. I don't know that the money that they invested in those two players, we'll see if it pays off. And they're going to invest in Cam Newton. Maybe they draft a quarterback. I don't know what they're going to do, but they went a little crazy, and that's kind of against anything they've ever done before.
Brian, what is your assessment right now of the Cowboys? They obviously signed Dak. That saga's finally over. They don't have a ton of money to spend. They have a lot of problems on defense. They're getting older on the offensive line. What is your assessment of the Cowboys' approach right now and where you think they should be going?
Well, look, I mean, they spent a lot of money on a lot of players they drafted. They spent a lot of money on Ezekiel Elliott. You know, we'll see how that pays off. They spent a lot of money on Jalen Smith, a lot of money on DeMarcus Lawrence. I mean, you tell me if that's paying off right now. And now they, 2 years later, they pay the quarterback. And so there's just not a whole lot left. After you're paying, Zach Martin, which I would have done, and Tyron Smith, but you mentioned, guys getting older and, getting banged up. We'll see how they hold up this year. But they've got a lot of money invested in those seven players. And so there's not a lot. Not a lot to go. You can't keep a guy like Cheeto, who I'm sure they wanted to keep. Can't keep a guy like Byron Jones, who I'm sure they wanted to keep. Those are two really good football players, but they can't keep them. And so, look, they can line up with Anthony Brown, Trevon Diggs, and Jordan Lewis. You can line up with those guys. They have, I don't know what they have behind them right now, if they have anybody. But you can line up with those guys, and you could play, week one. You got to hope that they stay healthy. They have a hard time taking the ball away. So we'll see. You have to, look, I like Terrell Basham. He led the Jets in quarterback pressures 2 years ago. But that's the level of free agent that you get to sign. You sent, Brent Urban, is a 30-year-old defensive lineman who's been a depth player for the most part, wherever he's been. So, but that's where they're at right now. They're trying to rebuild a defensive line that was awful last year. They made a lot of mistakes in free agency and the guys they signed. They paid for it. They suffered. They were as bad as any team in the league trying to stop the run. And so you go up against teams like Cleveland, they just smash you. I mean, they just literally smash you. And there's nothing you could do about it. And so we'll see if Calvin Watkins and the guys can, you know, plug the things up front that they had trouble with last year.
Did you agree with the Dak deal that they gave to Prescott?
Well, I don't know what choice they had. Either they give the deal to him or they go back into the draft or, you know, you play with Andy Dalton. I mean, that was their choice. So, you know, if they'd, I never agreed that you should have signed the running back before you signed the quarterback 2 years ago, but that's the decision they made. And, you know, they had to it cost them a lot of money. And we'll see, you know, just how productive, you know, Zeke is going forward. But that was their choice, either pay Dak, and that was the freight that they had to pay, which is expensive, or go back into the draft or, you know, stay with Andy Dalton or some second-level free agent. And so they paid him. I mean, you can't argue with it. He just has to produce now.
If, Baldy, if you're Jerry Jones and the Cowboys and you're sitting there in the draft room, what is your dream scenario to happen on draft day?
Well, you know, it'd be great if they could get a day one starter, okay, at either the offensive line or the defensive line that is plays at or near a Pro Bowl level. That would help fix a lot of issues. Or, I mean, just a guy that can change the game, whether it's corner, pass rusher, offensive lineman. I mean, they need their first-round pick. They need to hit. Now, CeeDee Lamb's a really good player. He's a great slot receiver. I don't have any problem with drafting CeeDee Lamb. I think he's going to be a good player for a long time. But they need a day-one starter that can play at that level or above at probably one of those three positions, corner, pass rusher, or offensive line. If they can do that, then I would say that'd be a pretty good dream.
How do you have the corners as the top two in order coming out?
Well, I think Patrick Surtain is, to me, is as clean a player as there is in his whole draft. I mean, going back to what his dad was like as a player, which would knock the teeth right out of your mouth, you know, and give it everything. And this kid has went to Alabama for one reason, to be coached by Nick Saban. You know, I mean, I like Patrick Surtain. So, you know, I think everything else below that, I mean, I think there's a lot of good corners, you know, in this draft, but I'd start right there with him. And I'd say that's kind of where it begins.
How do you have the quarterbacks ranked right now?
Well, I think Trevor is, you know, above everybody. Just his body of work. You know, he played 38 games. You just don't see guys play 38 games anymore or more. So that's, I think it's Trevor. And then I'd say it's, you know, it's going to be between Zach Wilson and Justin Fields for that second position at the quarterback right now. You know, and whoever, you know, is second to that will be the third guy. And then you probably have to go to, I mean, I like Mac Jones myself. I mean, he's a pure pocket quarterback. I like him over North Dakota State just because I think he's just a really accurate player. I don't think he's the athlete that Joe Burrow is, but I think he's every bit as accurate and as smart as Joe Burrow was when we saw what Joe was like until he tore that ACL.
Brian, thank you. As always, we really appreciate your time and the insights. Have a great weekend. Enjoy March Madness if you're going to watch.
Oh, yeah. No, it's on. It's on, but there's a lot of, you know, fourth and fifth round picks I want to look at here today. So that might usurp that college basketball stuff going on.
At what round of prospects do you honestly say to yourself, oh, I got to turn this on today? What round does that start?
You know, it never really ends. I mean, I like to think that I could get you the top 150 off the top of my head, you know, by the time we get to draft week. But there's always a guy, you know, whether you're just looking at some video somebody sent you, or you're looking at some small college kid, or you're looking at some corner from the Hula Bowl this year. You know, I mean, it never really ends. You know, like there's always somebody you could throw up on the screen. And look, in a year where all these quarterbacks might go in the first round, I like just throwing a guy up there. Maybe today I'll just go and watch another game of Zach Wilson. You know, tomorrow I might just watch Justin Fields, you know, and just, you know, just keep going, going, and going. And every day you kind of see something different with some of these guys.
You're a machine, man. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
Okay, guys. You bet. Anytime.
Brian Baldinger from Radio.com. Insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Baldy with Jason LaConfora on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes twice a week. Just search Baldy wherever you find podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.